Let me feel a soul in it. How many spiritual people in the room tonight? I can't hear y'all. How many spiritual people in the room tonight?
You're not a natural being.
Come on, talk to them, say it.
Having a spiritual experience.
But you're
a spiritual being.
Yeah, yeah.
Living this natural experience.
Any witnesses out there?
You're not a natural being.
Oh, yeah.
Having a spiritual experience. You're a spiritual being.
Having what?
Living this natural experience.
Good to part every day.
Every day.
You want to be spiritual. You want to think spiritual, talk spiritual, walk spiritual. That's why it's so important that we be in Christ and not in a building. That's why it's so important that you remain spiritual, because the God that we serve is spiritual. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God. To all the saints, faithful in Christ Jesus, we're truly happy to have each and every one of you guys. The Bible says God is a spirit, and he seeks to worship him in spirit and in truth. We'll have a word of prayer. We're going to ask Evangelist Sister William, if she'll be so kind, to give us a word of prayer.
First of all, I'd like to thank you for that song, and I would like to start out by praying, Father God, bless Pastor for bringing us this line daily, and I would like to thank Father God for my birthday today, for him letting me see another year, which has been a wonderful year, and I would like to also praise and thank the callers that we have on the line from wherever they are, Ohio, Mississippi, Alabama, wherever they may be here in Georgia. I would like to also ask Father God to watch over our sick and shut in, especially say a prayer for Pastor Bell and Sister Renee. Please cover them with your holy hand and keep them covered in your precious blood, and let them know that they are healed by your stripes. And I look forward to hearing them in a couple of days on the line. I would like to also ask you to bless my brothers and my sisters and teach them to walk spiritually and not by the rudiments of the world. And my prayer is, I also would like to ask Father God to watch over my family in California. I'm not there, and my mother is, you know, having some medical issues right now, but the last word that we got, everything was going well. And I say this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. Yeah, I'd like for, appreciate the prayer. I'd like for everyone to, help me celebrate and give Evangelist William a round of applause for a birthday. Tell you, it's a blessing to see a B-Day, that's for sure. And just pray that you have an awesome birthday today, a B-Day.
We want to
talk about some of the things that we're going to talk about this week. But let me begin by saying that don't cheat yourself out of what's yours. That's like so big in my life right now. Stop cheating yourself out of your what belongs to you and what is yours. Okay? So don't thrive, you'll be better off to thrive and just don't survive. That's another thing, too. We're going to go back to the book of Colossians. And let's see, we're going to go to the second chapter. And and our text for the week, and I don't know what else we're going to add to it, as the Lord give, we shall follow. We had somewhat of a review yesterday, but the Lord is moving in an area now that it's important that you know what's going on with the church at Colossians, and so it is with the body of Christ, what needs to happen that day. And so we're going to talk about some of these things today. And we don't really have a subject. The Lord had just really dropped the subject in my spirit. But as we go along, I'm sure he will. In Colossians 2, let's start with the, in Colossians 2, and thank you again for the prayer, Sister Evangelist William. We're going to start with Colossians 2, 9 and 10. We didn't really clear that up, so we're going to go ahead on and finish that. Ask you to read it from the King James Version.
Yes, Colossians 2, 9 and 10. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I know why I'm seeing Evangelist Renee here twice, but praise God. Hallelujah. Yes. In Colossians, the church at Colossians, let me say a little bit about the church at Colossians, because there's a lot of things that was going on. Because Paul instructed the Colossians to include greetings of note, thanksgiving, prayer for spiritual understanding, which in the first chapter, and let's see what verse that I saw. It was about the ninth verse. So he's saying in that ninth verse, that's Colossians 1 and 9. So if you want to go to Colossians 1 and 9 and read that for me.
Yes, Colossians 1 and 9. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Amen, amen.
Okay. See, that's a true prayer there, that they be filled with all wisdom, with all understanding, or better way of putting it, with spiritual understanding, and walk pleasing unto the Lord, the 10th verse says, and be fruitful in all good works, and be fruitful in all good work, increasing in the knowledge of God, be strengthened with all might. And that's my prayer for people that's on this broadcast today, is that you be filled with God's wisdom. And it starts by being in Christ. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, as Sister William, if you'll read that.
2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Amen.
Amen. So things have to become new. It can't just be, it has to be new, brothers and sisters. A lot of ways I could explain that, but let me say this. Everything that Paul and his companion was owed and the honor that they were receiving was in the flesh. So he says, therefore, but based on the old life and not to know people after the old life, but to know people after the new life, Christians are brand new, and people have to see it. They're brand new on the inside. The Holy Spirit gives them new life, and they are not the same anymore. We are not reformed. We're not rehabilitated. Matter of fact, we are recreated on the inside to become a new creation, living a valid union with Christ, being one with Christ. And according to Colossians 2 and 6, you can read that. Colossians 2, well, matter of fact, read the second, Colossians 2, 6 and 7. It's important that we understand this part before we can go any further. The conversion are not merely turning over a new leaf. We are beginning a new life under a new master.
Yes, Colossians 2, 6, and 7. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him and stabilized in the faith as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Established. I'm sorry. Amen.
Amen, amen. So when we read this, understand, brothers and sisters, that we are new creatures. And we've been established in Christ, not in a building, not in an organization, but we've been rooted and grounded, established in Christ. And this is the life that we're expected to live, and that's being in Christ. It doesn't matter what, because the enemy will do everything he can to take that away. So the Bible says, ye have therefore received Christ, just the Lord, so walk ye in him. And like I said, you have to be in Christ. And we're going to talk about why it's so important to be in Christ. We're going to talk about some facts about why and the difference, because people need to have that clear understanding that there's a difference between being in Christ and saying, oh, I know the Lord. No, when you know the Lord, truly know the Lord, it's when you are truly in Christ, because Christ and God is the same.
Amen. And amen.
People have issues with that, but I'm going to tell you, brothers and sisters, Christ and God is the same. That's why it's so important that we be in Christ. That's why it's so important that we teach people to be in Christ. And I'm trying to find my other notes here. When God raised Jesus from the dead, just like he raised him, we were being raised at the same time, okay? So,
and
that's where we're at with this. I'm gonna ask Pastor Bill, it should be so kind to read Colossians 2, verses 9 and 10 from the Messenger Bible.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon, Mr. Bill. Glad to have you back.
Yes, it's a blessing to be back. Amen.
Amen. Won't he do it?
Yes, he will. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
All right. Praise. Colossians 2, verses 9 and 10 from the Message Bible. God gets expressed in him so you can see clearly and hear him clearly. You don't need a telescope, a microscope, or a horoscope to realize the fullness of Christ and the emptiness of the universe without him. When you come to him, that fullness comes together for you too. His power extends over everything. Amen.
Amen.
So it's about being in Christ, brothers and sisters. You will not experience the fullness of God until you be in Christ. And going back to the Colossian church, Paul was explaining them why it was necessary to be in Christ, not Jesus now. Now, as you have learned, stay in Jesus, but it's time that you be in Christ, and that's spiritual. So we want to talk about that this week. Because Paul was, after he did his greetings, he began to deal with the wisdom and strength that was only in Christ. So when you read Colossians 1, 1 through 12, he then moved into a doctrinaire discussion of the person of Christ. So when you get into Colossians 1, verses 13 through 23, it really starts there because it's time that we move into the doctrine part of being in Christ. So, matter of fact, I think we've got to read that because I just want to make sure everybody got the basic and keys for the purpose and understanding why we need to be in Christ. So if you'll read Colossians 1, verses
13 through 23. Colossians 1, 13 through 23. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him we were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that all, in all things he might have the premonition. I'm sorry, I can't pronounce that word.
Preeminent.
For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself. By him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven.
Yeah.
And you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your minds by wicked works, yet not have he reconciled. In the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and to present you holy and unblameable and unrevocable, improbable in his sight. If ye continue in the faith grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am I made a minister. Amen.
Ooh, hallelujah. Amen, amen. Wow, amen. Reading from the message. God rescued us from dead end alleys and dark dungeons. He set us up in the kingdom of the Son he loved so much, the Son who got us out of the pit we were in, sins we were doomed to keep repeating. We look at this Son and see the God who cannot be seen. We look at this Son and see God's original purpose in everything created. For everything, absolutely everything, above and below, visible and invisible, rank after rank after rank of angels, everything got started in him and finds its purpose in him. He was there before any of it came into existence and holds it all together right up to this moment. And when it comes to the church, he organizes and holds it together like a head does a body. He was supreme in the beginning and leading the resurrection parade. He is supreme in the end. From beginning to end, he's there, towering far above everything, everyone. So spacious is he, so roomy, that everything of God finds its purpose, place in him without crowding. Not only that, but all the broken and dislocated pieces of the universe, people and things, animals and atoms, get properly fixed and fit together in vibrant harmony, all because of his death, his blood that poured down from the cross. You yourselves are a case study of what he does. At one time, you all had your backs turned to God, thinking rebellious thoughts of him, giving him trouble every chance you got. But now, by giving himself completely at the cross, actually dying for you, Christ brought you over to God's side and put your lives together whole and holy in his presence. You don't walk away from a gift like that. You stay grounded and steady in that bond of trust. Constantly turn in to the message, careful not to be distracted or diverted. There is no other message, just this one. Every creature under heaven gets this message. I, Paul, am a messenger of this message. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Evangelist Sister William and Pastor. I kind of want to get into this. but I'm going to kind of put it on hold till tomorrow. But I do want to talk about those seven things that hinders us from moving forward in the Lord. And one of them is because people are not in Christ. They're into everything, but they're not into Christ. Being born again is not just a feeling on the inside. And I just want to clear up some noise, I want to call, that's out there that people have a theological view. And matter of fact, that's why Paul was explaining how the world teaches and are totally empty when it comes to comparing with God's plan. He challenged the Colossians to reject shadow answers and to live in union with Christ. So it's important that we be in Christ, okay? I just want to put that out there, because against this theological background that the Colossians was operating under, it's as though God did not exist. Christ is God. And I'm going to say that again. Christ is God. Jesus Christ is God in the flesh, Lord of all creation, and Lord of the new creation. And that's the part we want to deal with, the new creation. Not nothing that had ever existed is new. The only way it's new, because there is no old. If it's new, there is no old. He is the express image of God. He is the reflection of the invisible God. He is eternal. And we have to see him equal with the Father. He is superior. The Bible says, then we are complete in him. And here's why. Because Christ is superior. Our lives must be in Christ's center to recognize him as God means to regard our relationship with him as most valid and to make his interest of our top. So Christ has to be there. And until we put Christ in his proper place, we'll never understand this revelation. You'll never understand why it's so important to understand the facts about Christ. So we'll probably deal with that, because he is the head of the kingdom. Christ is redeemed. He is our image. He is the firstborn. He is our example. And when I say example, I'm not talking about just what the enemy has taught us about living right and doing this. No, it's about being in Christ. And if you're in Christ, all of this other stuff comes to you. And I'm going to leave it there. I'm going to say happy birthday to Sister Evangelist William again. Hope you have a great birthday today. And anybody have anything they want to share?
Well, first of all, happy birthday, Sister Williams.
Thank you, Pastor Ben.
Praise God. Yes. Pastor, you were talking about the that 18th verse with Christ being the head. So from the New Living Translation, it said, Christ is also the head of the church, which is his body. He is the beginning, supreme over all, who rise from the dead. So he is first in everything. Amen. I was just piggyback on what you were saying. So it's just letting us know he's the head over everything. And it tells us right there that Christ is also the head of the church, which is his body. So, yes, we have to change the way we think now. As you used to teach some time ago about repositioning ourselves. And so that's what we have to do to realize that now we're in Christ. And, you know, and that's how we should carry ourselves. So it's an eye-opening. And, it, you know, we have to, you know, we just have to change some things, because we've been taught that the church is the building. So, you know, reading the lesson here is letting us know that that Christ, you know, body is the church. So, you know, we are a church. So yeah. So this will be an interesting lesson. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay.
So
amen.
Thank God for His word. Amen. Clarification is always good.
Well, we'll know it ain't the bishop. It ain't the pastor.
Right.
Christ has to be the head. And it has to become a reality. But we'll get into it for sure tomorrow.
All right. Praise God. And enjoy your birthday, Sister William. Event.
Yes.
I
sure will.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God bless.
Yes.
And I think everybody